Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Ashley. May I please have the email address on the account that you're calling in about?
Well, I'm not really quite sure what's going on. My husband, I know, was trying to get property records from you. And let me give you that address, email address.
Yes, ma'am.
How about glhat10@yahoo.com.
Thank you for that information. May y'all please have the first and last name on the account?
That'd be Gary Hatton.
Thank you for that. And I have located an account for propertyrecord.com. How may I help you, ma'am?
Okay, my question is, this is something my husband sent. I'm not sure why my phone number got associated with it, but I know he was requesting some property records. Can you confirm that the records that he requested did make it to the Yahoo account that I just gave you?
The search address of 7055 Military Parkway, Dallas, Texas, ma'am?
Yes. I mean, I'm guessing. I know he was doing some checking on. He was needing some reports.
Yes, ma'am. Did he log into memberreportsonline.com to view the information?
He doesn't know the password. He's very computer illiterate. And I know he was very frustrated when I called him because I got, do you charge for this? You charge
yes.
for these records? Okay. Because I got it because he used my credit card, which
yes.
is fine. But he's going, now they want a password, and I don't know. He doesn't know what the password is. So
yes, ma'am.
Can you tell me that?
I sent it to that email, and it should be a link that tells you the login information and the password. But the login information is your actual email address.
Okay. And the password should be in that email.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, perfect. Okay, I'll call him and make sure he's okay.
Yes,
all right,
ma'am.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling customer service.
Bye.